Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeff Sabar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back more than 13 years. Jeff is he is the Chief Home Officer, an award-winning journalist, and he's the author of a number of books on being a micropreneur, and he is our good friend, Jeffrey Sabar. Welcome back.
Thank you, and I'm the guy who's right now pondering whether my iPhone 4S is just a newfangled paperweight.
You have a Siri?
I have a Siri, and she talks to me sometimes, and sometimes she just laughs.
Yeah, I still have a Droid.
Droid. You know what? Nothing wrong with that. I gotta tell you.
I like my Droid pretty well, but my wife likes her Apple. She's got a 4, not an S.
Yeah.
She just has the 4.
Well, now we're both obsolete.
And I think she likes it. Yeah. If you've been in a cave somewhere or in a coma, you just woke up. Apple just launched their iPhone 5, long awaited, right? It's been delayed, I think. 5. Did you see that they're predicting that the sale of that one product could increase the GDP of the country a 0.25%.
It's amazing. It's amazing what that company has done.
They're talking about quadruple-digit stock value now for Apple.
That's insane.
Let me ask you a question. Did Steve Jobs build that company or did the government build it? I'm trying to remember. I'm a little confused about that, Steve. Jeff, what do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it was...
Exactly. I couldn't let that.
Tell us about that company.
That's right. You didn't either. Tell me about the iPhone 5.
You know what? I think the iPhone 5 is a great device. It's got a bigger screen. It's thinner. It's lighter.
That's one of the things that I didn't like about the 4. My Droid is screen is bigger than the 4.
Can you say that name without going Droid?
Droid. No, Droid. I like it. I like saying that.
There you go. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, the thing about the 5 is it's more powerful. It has, and it came along for those who have Apple, you know, have iPhones for iTunes, for your music.
Yeah.
They've upgraded iTunes as well, but it has a bigger screen. It's lighter. It's made of aluminum and glass. So it's really a...
Glass. Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about the glass. Does that mean if you drop it, it's going to break, shatter the screen?
I haven't heard of
whether... Because the earlier ones did.
Yeah, they had a hard time. I mean, I watched a friend of mine
drop his, and it looked like a shattered, you know, window.
It looked like it was tempered glass, shattered, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think it raises a bigger question. As with any newfangled technology, and I don't use that phrase sort of lightly, although a little bit tongue in cheek. What does it mean for those who own the iPhone 4? What is it, or the 4S?
They're now children of a lesser god.
Yeah, you know, I mean, is it something that you must upgrade, or is it something?
Well,
you can hang
here's the decider: $600.
Well, that's off contract.
Okay,
it's not $600 on contract. It's going to be about $200 on contract.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
I believe that's the price. It's going to be $200 for I think a smaller device. You know, smaller memory. You know, you can get 8, 16, 32, 64 gigabytes of megabytes of memory, gigabytes, something like that, gigabytes of memory. So it can hold everything you need, but the issue is, you know, are you rendered obsolete by having the older version? And I've always said when something newfangled comes out, let it sit for a while.
Well, exactly. No, I've never bought the first computer. I've always been about a half a generation to one generation behind, and I did just fine, and I saved money.
You know, I think that there's a couple things that come out. Now, let's assume they don't have any bugs in the system, that it's going to work flawlessly.
Which
that's one of the reasons.
Which we can't really assume.
You can't assume, but just for this argument, okay? So Unless people are out there going to go buy based on our assumption right now, so let's say there may be. But the issue is, if you are if you are living on the bleeding edge of technology, you take the risk of the spears and arrows that come with being out on that leading edge.
Well, you basically become a part of the beta.
You become part of the beta. You hope that they tested it right, but I got to have that brand new laptop. I got to have that brand new smartphone on that brand new operating system. You're taking chances. So I'm a believer in, you know, waiting a bit until it comes out. And I'm just about ready for that TRS-80 to turn the corner, and then I'm going to go out and buy it. So it's an old joke, harkening back 20 years.
Yeah, so that's real old.
But I think that the issue is, you know, do you need this leading edge technology? And this is not about the iPhone.
When the 4 came out, it came out as a 4, then it came out as a 4S.
Right.
Is the 5 an S?
The 5 is the 5.
Does it have? Does it have all? My wife literally bought the 4. We bought it so early we didn't know that it wasn't she wasn't getting Siri.
Interesting.
We didn't, and at that time we didn't know it, and we thought we were getting like a coup because we got this thing early. We thought, wow, how did we get this? Turns out we didn't get what we thought.
Right. For those who don't know, Siri is the voice-activated application on an iPhone. You can press a button, you can ask it questions.
She's the one who talks to John Malkovich on television.
There you go.
Yeah.
Among others.
Yeah.
So it allows you to ask voice commands, to get you directions, to open up a contact, to send an email. You can ask her silly questions, and she'll give you silly answers.
What is the big deal about the Apple 4? The Apple iPhone over the Droid. What do you think?
Well, for me specifically, it was the ability to have my music that seamlessly integrates with the device from my desktop. I think it's seamless. I think it works wonderfully. I think it's overpriced. I think I'm paying a premium for having the Apple.
You should hedge by buying the stock, see.
I should have. You know what? Tell me that. I look back every, you know,
think
6 months.
Think about when you could have bought Apple for a quarter or something like that. Ridiculous. Back in the 90s.
Yep. And now it's just exploding. But you know what? Back in the 90s, it went through some bumps, and you probably might have unloaded it at that time, thinking you were
done.
So
the five is available. $600 off contract. Maybe a couple hundred bucks on contract.
Right.
And it does include the Siri then, right?
Right.
Is there anything else new? We'll come back after these messages. I'm going to get Jeff to talk, see if there's anything else new about the Apple 5, iPhone 5. And, you know, the 4, with all the protection you buy around it, looked like a brick to me. That's what the part I didn't like about that. This one's thinner. Maybe it won't look so much like that. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.